With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Political commentator Ben Domenech says Kamala Harris has become a presumptive Democrat nominee. The Biden-friendly mainstream media, though, has changed its tone from 1 year ago.
There were multiple articles, columns in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and elsewhere saying that the number one thing that Joe Biden needed to do to ensure his reelection was to replace her.
And he says the Biden-friendly mainstream press has done a complete 180 in its coverage of Harris.
Instead, now, of course, those same publications are just going to be lauding her to the nth degree and pretending as if she is the best politician out there, and they're already doing it.
Donald Trump and running mate J.D. Vance campaigning today in Atlanta, and the former president has agreed to debate Harris on Wednesday, September 4th. Also at SRNnews.com, family members of a 12-year-old Houston girl killed by two Venezuelans who entered the U.S. illegally want justice.
They're supporting legislation that would limit immigration authorities' ability to release immigrants they detain. Jocelyn Nungaray's body was found in a creek June 17th after she disappeared during a walk to a convenience store. Authorities say the two men accused of killing her were detained near El Paso but released with orders to appear in court later. Nungaray's mother said Friday that she's backing the legislation, which would bar federal authorities from releasing migrants if there are available detention center beds. Keith Peters reporting.
Investigators learning more about this week's prison brawl in Nevada. Three inmates were killed, nine others injured. While officials are still sorting out details, they do say it's believed the violence involves several members of a white supremacist gang. This is SRN News. Iowa's heartbeat law is now in effect.
Pro-life leaders are applauding Iowa's new six-week abortion ban, which went into effect Monday. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds said, quote, "There is no right more sacred than life." Marjorie Dannenfeltzer with SBA Pro-Life America called it a historic day for Iowa. There are now 18 states nationwide with a law in effect protecting unborn children who have a heartbeat. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Salvation Army providing emergency disaster relief in Alberta, Canada, where a massive wildfire decimated the town of Jasper. Some 25,000 people were forced to flee their homes. About one-third of the town's structures have been destroyed now. Salvation Army teams are providing meals to law enforcement officers as well as hundreds of wildfire evacuees. This is SRN News. Advocates say air conditioning no longer a luxury, but is badly needed. Growing number of people dying without sufficient cooling underscores the necessity of air conditioning. Texas A&M University scientist Andrew Dessler says it's the people who don't have access to air conditioning who pay the ultimate price.
It's people that live the hot life. These are the ones who are dying. People that work outside, people that can't air condition their house. They have one window air conditioner for their bedroom. That's their air conditioning. And so the rest of their house is really hot. It's really quite grim.
Patricia Solis is executive director of the Knowledge Exchange for Resilience at Arizona State University.
That's because they're exposed to the elements more so than other types of housing.
And she says in their county, 156 heat-related deaths. More details at srnnews.com.